And this, hoping that history will forgive us, is Roundtable, with myself, Andrew Collins, in the chair, and three guests here to help me through the new releases. We're talking albums and singles. We have singles from Audio Bullies, Star Sailor, White Stripes, oh yes, The Coral, and Jane's Addiction album tracks. That's all coming up on this Roundtable. You can get into the chat room now and join us live if you'd like. That's bbc.co.uk/6music. Find Roundtable, and then you'll find a great big box. Press connect, and you'll be in. We may or may not glance at the things you say, because people in the studio are bound to be far more astute and informed about everything we do. So let's start on my left. Mark Sutherland from 6music's newsroom. You've been here before.
I have been here before.
Does that take any of the shine off it?
No, no, it's still a great experience every time.
That's what I need to hear. And you are, of course, all knowledge and no finesse. That's how I described you in the week. As I described Mark in the week, not realising he was listening, now I'm really regretting it. I'm really regretting it now he's here. Holly Golightly is here. Hello, Holly.
Hello. Nice to have you here. And no knowledge.
That's good enough, you see. So the two of you together make a perfect combination. And, of course, you have got a single out, Walk a Mile, which we played during the week, and an album, Truly She Is None Other.
Is it out?
It's going to be out at the end of the month, I do believe.
Okay.
So that's all. Oh, we'll do more plugging if you want. Of course, Richard Herring is here on my right. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. No finesse, no knowledge.
No. So there you go.
No, nothing.
Yin and yang.
All bases covered.
But quite a lot of facial hair.
Yes, well, you know. It's
is that just neglect?
It's sort of mainly neglect. Yeah. I did shave it off a couple of weeks ago, actually, and it looked weird, so I've grown it back again.
Well, if you're watching live, watch on the webcam and see his beard grow while the programme goes. Eyes down then, or ears down, I suppose, really. We'll start with the White Stripes, who Holly knows rather well. This is their new single, I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose, need a summer rain. I need your sweet love to fill the void. Well, I don't know what to do with myself. Just don't know what to do with myself. Summer rose, the sun and rain. I need your soul, love to be loved away. I just don't know what to do with myself. Just don't know what to do with myself.
Was it Dionne Warwick? No. Was it Dusty Springfield? No. It was the White Stripes, I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself, written by a man called Mr. Bacharach and a man called Mr. David, and it's from Elephant, the number one album of the White Stripes. Of course, those of you who've been listening to the start of the programme will know that Holly Golightly is one of my guests, and of course, she sings on that lovely last track on the Elephant album, which means I won't go to Holly first, because that might be difficult, or it might not. If you've just tuned in, this is Roundtable. I'm Andrew Collins. You're listening to 6music. I also have Mark Sutherland of 6music, and Richard Herring, TV and radio funny man. It's funny how you can say funny man now and it's all right, isn't it? I like that. A whole decade has passed. So I'll start with Mark Sutherland, because he has never sung with the White Stripes, and nor, God forbid, will he ever.
Oh, I don't know. There's still time. Now Jack White's broken his finger. Maybe I could step in.
Step in and just be the finger.
What?
Be his finger. What, if he needs to point at anything, you can help him out. That's as far as it will go, though, Mark.
Yes. Well, I've been daring Holly to slag him off, but I don't think she'll go along with it. But, well, I like the White Stripes. The White Stripes are a good thing. And they are one of those few bands that can do cover versions really well. I mean, their version of Jolene is excellent. But I don't quite see the point of that one. It's one of those things that's kind of like a good idea on paper, but I'm not sure they've done anything particularly amazing with the song to kind of justify doing a cover version. It's all right, but, you know, I'd rather have seen the track with Holly released as a single.
So would I. Well, you know, doing one on an album is one thing, but putting it out as a single puts a big spotlight on it, doesn't it?
It does.
Saying, listen to this song.
Yeah, it's a big statement. I'm not sure it's that different, a cover version, to justify that, really. When they're home, I mean, there's loads of great songs on that album which could have come out as singles, and it would have been better advert for everything.
I'm surprised they've chosen it as a single.
What do you think of it as a track, Holly?
Well, most of the equipment that they use to record it is the same equipment that I use, so I'm including the drum set and the amps, probably the guitars as well. So I was just listening to how that sounded, really. I haven't listened to the album much at all.
Really?
I didn't have a copy of it for quite a long time.
God, that's so mean.
Yeah. And when I did hear it, obviously, I listened to it through a couple of times, and this didn't jump out at me as being an obvious choice for a single.
Mm.
But then I didn't know the track that I sang on was going to be on the LP.
Didn't you?
No, had no idea.
Pride of Place as well at the end.
Yeah. Is that a good place?
I think it's a good place, yeah. It's
I didn't realise there was any strategy.
I never get to the end of an album.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly.
No, I
don't know. I mean, I do a lot of covers myself. I don't think it has to be that different to be valid. You know, I don't think it has to be all that different, but I think the guitars sound nice.
So do you like the sound of you on the White Stripes album? Do you think you're well produced?
Yeah, well, my best mate produced the LP. Yeah. I've got to say it's fantastic.
It's a loving.
Yes.
It's good. A loving this early is a good thing for Roundtable, I think. Richard Herring has no connection with the White Stripes whatsoever, but you have heard of them.
I have heard of them. I've heard of Burt Bacharach as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. This is a good one for me.
Peaking early.
I keep getting the White Stripes confused with one of the other new bands that are out now. The Strokes. Yeah. I've got them. I like the Sex Pistols, though. They're good.
Have we got any of them coming on? No, I'm afraid not, no.
Have they got any new stuff coming?
They haven't, no.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So what about the original, then? Do you like the original?
I do like the original, yeah. This, again, it isn't that... I mean, obviously, it's a bit out of tune and everything, and there's guitars on it. It's quite... I quite like it, but, I sort of agree with what's been said. It's sort of... a bit uninteresting, I think, or disinteresting. No, uninteresting.
Yeah.
I like Bacharach. He's good, and they should jazz him up a bit more. But I don't. It didn't really grab me.
So you'd rather listen to the dusty version?
I would, yes. Or this version with some dust on it.
Yes. Is it Dionne Warwick or Warwick? In America, they say Warwick, but they don't know, do they? Because Warwick is a British place. It is actually Warwick, isn't it? I'm
I'd
right,
say
aren't
so.
I?
Yeah,
yeah,
say
yeah.
So.
No, I just like, sometimes like to establish that the Americans are wrong, because they're right on a lot of things, but wrong on others. That's all I'm saying. The chat room's open if you want to get in there and discuss this record. We make everybody give it a mark out of 10, which is a bit vulgar, but that's how it goes. Richard Herring, a mark out of 10 for that record,
start
please.
Because I haven't heard the others yet. I've got to, so this is going to be my benchmark of 5.
Okay.
I'm going to go right in the middle.
That's a very, very safe start. And Holly, go lightly.
I'll give it 7 because I like the song so much.
Yeah, fair enough. And Mr. Mark Sutherland?
And I'll give it 5 as well. It was all right.
So we're all kind of doing that with our hands, which you can't see, but I'm doing it anyway. People in the chat room, there's a 6 there, and there's an 8 there from somebody called Graham Arden, who hasn't given himself a silly pseudonym, which is usually the way in chat rooms. I quite admire him for that. 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10. I think people generally like the White Stripes. If they did whatever they wanted, people would like it. So let's move on to a band who we probably don't have quite the same relationship with, Audio Bullies. They don't want us to like them.
Nobody's been coming round your way. Have you been hearing what they say? They were your buddies yesterday, but you took too long to pay. Have you heard the latest news about the category slaps and bashed and bruised? Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. Now the kids got all to lose. Broken friendships, too hard to mention. Gone round the bench, owe me a bench. As we step from old to new, and you know we always want to change the things that we do. All them kids who were your mates,
you've left them sitting on their heads. When you're asleep or you're awake, you cannot hide from your mistake. As he checks the fresh tick list, get my money or you get my fist. Personality switching, twitching, like the girls on the Swinger Show bitching. Boy's in major ish now, hasn't even got a little bit now, cause he was out on the town knocking drinks down, sweeping all his money and throwing it around. Nobody's been coming round your way. Have you been hearing what they say? They were your buddies yesterday, but you took way too long to pay. All them kids who were your mates, you've left them sitting on their heads. When you're asleep or you're awake, you cannot hide from your mistake. Have you seen where Stevie's been? Well, I've seen him run away, if you know what I mean. Where? Well, he was at the club last night, drinking with a girl, and she looked to be alright. What the f*** is he doing? Spending all my money on a girl, now I'm screwing. I only tipped him for a favour, and he pays me back with that kind of behaviour. And that just seems to be the way things go down. Just enjoying for the price of no return. Let's get paid, and trees get played. So and that just seems to be the way things go down. Just enjoying for the price of no return. Let's get paid, and trees get played. So and that just seems to be the way things go down. Just enjoying for the price of no return. Let's get paid, and trees get played.
That's Audio Bullies, Way Too Long, it's called. It is actually quite short. It's released on August the 18th. They are Simon Franks and Tom Dinsdale. I'm not quite sure which public school they met at. It's the third single to be taken from their debut album, Ego War, which came out earlier in the year. You probably remember The Things. If you listen to Six Music, you certainly heard a lot of that. They're on the European Festival circuit at the moment. That's nice. They're on at Creamfields, Reading, Leeds. They're on a UK tour in the autumn. What do we think of them? This is Roundtable. That's what we do. We decide what we think of things. Richard Herring, Holly Golightly, Mark Sutherland. We'll start with Holly Golightly this time. You're in the middle.
Well, it was way too long for me. I thought it was skipping, actually, until about halfway through. Can I score it now without saying anything horrible?
You can score it now if you like. I might have to remind people what you said, but go on, score it now.
I'd give it one because it exists.
That's quite kind.
It's nothing to me.
Maybe you'd like the album version, perhaps, which has swear words on it.
Oh, yeah, ooh. I like the swear. I was hoping to hear the swearing.
It's they quite won't play it in Nashville.
You beeped it out. I could work out what some of them were.
Yes, I think so as well. So there is a game you can play. I think that's too short for a single, 2:13, really. But
that's about the right length of anything, isn't it?
You think? Yeah.
It's an
optimal
length. It's the right length for that.
Under 2:15. That's what I. If it's 2:15, it's all right, but 2:13. No.
They're having a laugh, aren't they, by calling it way too long, I expect, anyway. They sound like they're quite enjoying themselves, I must admit. That doesn't do anything for you, though, Holly, at all.
No, I don't know what it's about, and I didn't like the sound of their voices, and I didn't like the music very much. I thought that sample was about the best thing in it.
Yeah, which we're pretty sure is Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people were saying in the chat room as well, smart people that they are. Do you think they're really as hard as they sound?
They don't sound hard at all.
They bully through the medium of sound. That's how they bully.
They don't. Yeah.
They're like a sort of sonar weapon.
Like like water torture, about as hard as that.
Yeah, yeah. Which is quite soft, but annoying.
Yeah.
Let's go to Richard Herring then now.
Yes.
You're not a bully. Were you ever bullied at school?
I think everyone's sort of bullied. I think, you know, that's the thing about comedians, isn't it? We're all meant to be bullied. But I think my dad was my headmaster at my school.
Yes.
So I didn't get a very easy ride. But then I can remember I was a horrible git to some people as well. I think we all are. So it works both ways. That's how bullying works. But I didn't come in here to discuss.
We
can put the child line number up.
They've chosen that name. They've chosen the evocative name, bullies, to make you feel
Shouldn't
something
it be
about them.
IES on the end, or is it? Thing wrong?
No, it is actually a YS, which is correct, only in their world.
That's how hard they are.
Maybe
they
it means
spell.
Something else.
Yeah, they were being hard when during spelling lessons at school, the audio bullies. So was that way too long for you?
I kind of didn't. It sort of didn't really do it for me. I mean, I like their names are Simon Franks and Tom Dinsdale. They sound like very nice young lads. They're having the name Audio Bullies. It reminded me a bit of one of the Streets things, just the kind of this.
Yeah.
Inane sort of middle class bloke talking over stuff, and I quite like some of the Streets only because I've been forced to listen to it in a car several times until I had to like it.
The Streets is definitely where this is coming from.
Yeah.
I'm sure Audio Bullies have been around for years and years and years and started it, but the Streets have kind of paved the way for this kind of yobby dance music, haven't they?
Yeah. I think so. You know, it kind of. It's not. I didn't get any humour in this. There's a bit of humour in the streets, I think, a bit.
Mm. Oh, I think
there is, yeah. But they take themselves a bit seriously, these guys, and probably the streets as well.
Yeah, so, you know.
So, I'm not quite for me there.
They're not funny,
not enough Sex Pistols in it.
Right, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's a good enough way to judge it. You've got to have your yardstick. Mark Sutherland?
I didn't like it very much, inevitably. I mean, it is a bit like the streets, but it's not as innovative or imaginative as the streets, I think, because I think Mark Skinner's lyrics are really, really good, whereas I thought those lyrics were rubbish, really.
They were almost willfully rubbish, weren't they?
Yeah, maybe they were deliberately rubbish, yeah. But that's still rubbish, though, isn't it, really?
So, yes.
I never understand it when bad bands use that as a get-out clause. You know, oh, well, we're sort of being deliberately rubbish. Well,
stop.
Well, don't. Be deliberately good. It would be much better.
No, that's true. So if you were their record company, you'd have something to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like modern art, isn't it? It's quite nice that things like that exist, but do you, you know, they throw a lot of stuff at the wall, see if some of it sticks, but at the end of it, you've just got a messy wall, haven't you? Who wants one of them?
And all I can remember now is the sample bit from possibly Elvis Costello. That's the only bit that actually sticks in your mind, so just get that, the original one.
Yeah, now that's, you see, there's always that. If you like the sample so much, why don't you just play the proper record? I fear we already know what Holly's giving it. Holly's giving it one. What are people in the chat room giving it? 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I'm not saying 10 out of 10. You must be joking. I'm saying, hooray, 10 out of 10. Somebody's very enthusiastic. A 0 out of 10 from Sir Colin Thackeray.
More people are going my way.
Yes, I think you're very much leading them now. That one person who calling themselves Jelly Roll Choo Choo, which is probably not their real name. Let's give it a mark out of 10 then. We've already got Holly's. Let's have Mark's. From Mark, from Mark's.
I've been told not to slag everything off, but I'm going to have to give that 3, I'm afraid. So I'm positive like
generous.
I never told you that.
I've also written down 3, right. Because there might be 2 songs worse than this coming up. I don't know. I haven't heard any.
I didn't think of
and
that.
And if I put 1, then, you know, where am I going to go? -1? I can't do that.
That's
that would
good.
Be impossible.
You're thinking,
so 3.
You're taking the long view of the whole programme. I like that. That's very good. You're living not for the moment, but for the hour that Roundtable exists. I like it. So let's have a band now who you may not have heard from before. They're called Pretty Girls Make Graves, which is a Smith song, of course. They're not from Manchester. They're from Seattle.
Shares.
you go. They call Pretty Girls Make Graves. The song's called This Is Our Emergency. It's out on the 11th of August on Matador. First single from the band's second album, which is called The New Romance. It's out in Europe only, not in America, where they come from. They are a quintet, in case you couldn't work out how many people were playing on that record just listening to it. Formed in Seattle in 2001. New to me, I'll be completely honest. So are we going to send them on their merry way? Or are we going to say, yes, they've got a massive future? My guests are Richard Herring, Holly Golightly, and Mark Sutherland. I'll start with Richard Herring this time. There's not a picture of them on the sleeve of their record, so we can't tell what they look like. But they have got some nice dolls' heads or dummies' heads on there.
Yeah, I like the dummies. If they look like those dummies, then I like them.
Do you?
There's a dummy with kind of bit. That one, she's quite nice.
They're Girls' World.
Girls' World.
Is what they are.
Yeah.
They're good. The heads. Kind of like it when women are just heads. And nothing else. But that's just a personal taste of mine. So that's why I quite like the cover for that.
No, it's good.
And they're
it's
called
a good
Pretty
start.
Girl Make Graves as well. So there's, you know, there's a double serial killer element in there. For the serial killers amongst us.
The Girls' World toy was basically a head that you put makeup on if you were a girl.
Ah.
And I used to see that in the K's catalogue. And just think, why can't there be one for boys?
But on the inside cover,
what's that?
On the inside cover, look, loads of boy
ones.
What
is it?
But they can't be girls' worlds.
No, they're not.
They're boys' worlds.
Yeah, they're weak dummies, is what they are.
So we are going to judge this band,
yes.
Having heard them once in your case, and in mine actually, I've never heard them before, decide on their entire career. Is it worth it or not?
I thought it was all right, but it didn't really do very much for me. Is it Morrissey or the Smiths originally, this song?
The song was by the Smiths, yes.
Because I never liked the Smiths, but only because I was at that sort of age where we made our decision. We drew the line in the sand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I drew the line against the Smiths and for punk rock.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Absolutely.
And also sort of 60s sort of Simon and Garfunkel, ironically rubbish stuff as well. I was quite anti the kids at school who liked the Smiths. That was that. So that's not a good reason not to like this song, is it?
It's not a problem.
That's just ground in, some sort of race memory I've got back there. But
I think you have to build your opinion from whatever compartments you want to.
I don't remember that Smith being the Smith song. I don't remember them doing it.
It was on the first album, wasn't it? Or was it on Hatful of Horror? I can't remember now.
But
How can we remember without the internet to help us?
It says Andrea Zollo is the feisty lead singer on my piece of paper, and I didn't think she was that feisty.
No, but in real life,
she is. Feistiness. I was looking forward
see
to
see her down the pub on a Friday night. She's feisty.
Is she feisty?
Oddly enough.
On whose opinion is she feisty? Who's put that there? Who wrote that? Is that you?
Jax wrote that. And Jax knows everything.
She
knows everything about all bands.
She's pretty feisty herself.
That's true, and she probably met her.
All right.
And had a big fight.
Right. She's decided.
Yeah, but on the record, she sounds quite sweet.
Yes. So, I probably like it best so far. That's a clue for my score.
That's a good thing.
You have to listen in to see what it's going to be, though. That's
people
a bit of suspense.
People on the edge of their seats. Holly Golightly, you've been sent this record already.
Well, the album from Lookout Records last year. Yeah, I had a copy of it.
Have you listened to it?
No. But I do. I don't know. I don't like the Smiths either at all. And talking about doing covers, I can see a lot more sense in the first one than doing this one. I don't know. It just sounds like the Smiths. But it actually sounded a bit more like Pavement doing the backing track. With a girl singing a Smith song.
It's odd that
that's
she sounded like,
like.
She sounded like Morrissey.
She did really sound like him.
Which is weird.
I don't know if that's something I aspire to myself.
Sounded a bit like Neil Morrissey, I thought. Bob the Builder.
I don't know.
That would be good.
I don't know. Don't really see the point.
That's...
I don't understand the point.
See, what are you going to do? You've given one out before. Now you've got left yourself nowhere to go. You're a pretty girl and you've made a grave for yourself.
For myself.
In a way.
You've got some time to think about that, Mark. You can do fractions and stuff. People in the chat room do occasionally do that, just to show how clever they are. Mark Sutherland, have you come across this band before?
I am aware of their work, yes.
Yes.
I quite liked it, actually. It was definitely the best record so far.
Right.
And I would like to make clear that I neither wanted a Girls' World head or prefer women just to be head.
That's fair enough.
But I thought it was a good record. I mean, I'm currently doing a documentary about the alternative 80s, and that was a very sort of alternative 80s record. I thought it could have been The Shop Assistants or Girls at Our Best or one of those other sort of minor indie bands that I did really like in the 80s.
It's interesting that they're finding their way into American music, though, isn't it? There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
British music influencing Americans.
Yeah, I mean, I could see them going on tour with Interpol or something. It would be quite good. But not the best song in the world, but I thought it was an engaging racket. It kind of made me want to go and see him live, I thought.
Well, that's good. I don't know who it was who told you not to slag off the records, but you haven't. You absolutely
I can
haven't.
Imagine they'd be really good live. I'm sure I'd really like to watch them.
As long as they're just heads.
We're coming round to them now. Let's give it a mark out of 10. We can't get the complex feelings we have about this band into a mark, but we'll do it anyway. Richard?
For feistiness alone, I think 6.
6. And Holly?
3.
And Mark?
Feisty 7 from me.
Marvellous. Ooh. Well, in that case, then, we'll play you a Star Sailor song as a reward. To Star Sailor's new single, Silence is Easy. We'll be reviewing it on Roundtable with Holly Golightly, Richard Herring and Mark Sutherland. After the news, though.
Crystal clear sound.
Across the UK.
On DAB Digital Radio. The future of radio.
This is Six Music. From the BBC.
MOD confirms inquiry plans, more talks over Guantanamo prisoners and misery for BA passengers.
This is Six Music.
From the BBC.
It's 6:30, I'm Anthony Birchley. The Ministry of Defence has confirmed an independent inquiry will be held if a body found in Oxfordshire is the missing weapons inspector David Kelly. Police say the body matches Dr. Kelly's description, though it won't be formally identified until tomorrow. Dr. Kelly was named by the MOD as the likeliest source of a BBC report on allegations that the government overhyped the threat from Saddam Hussein. The Prime Minister is said to have been very distressed when he was informed that Dr. Kelly had gone missing. The BBC has issued a statement saying it shocked and saddened. The Americans have suspended plans to use military courts to try two suspected British terrorists held at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Tony Blair raised their case during his talks with President Bush yesterday. The Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith, is to go to Washington on Sunday to discuss the cases of all nine British detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Our correspondent in Washington, Rob Watson, explained what'll happen next.
British and American officials are going to talk and talk and talk some more. So the problem hasn't been solved, but I don't think there's any doubt that Tony Blair can come away from this saying, look, the president, I told you the president listens to me. He does.
Another American soldier has been killed in Iraq. The attack took place in Fallujah, west of Baghdad. British Airways staff have staged a walkout at Terminal 1 at Heathrow Airport. BA hasn't said what the dispute is about, but its flights from the terminal have been cancelled. Our transport reporter Tom Simon says it's a bad time for cancellations.
Friday evening, busy time. Terminal 1, a very, very busy terminal. I think probably the most busy terminal at Heathrow. So it's going to be seriously affecting operations there.
And finally, a man has been jailed for 3.5 years for conning thousands of pounds from the father of Lucy Blackman, the woman who disappeared in Japan. Michael Hills, who's 60, pretended he had contacts who could help with the search. That's Six Music News. Your next update is in an hour.
A special Nick Cave giveaway, Dodgy's Matt Priest, live from Truckfest, and a pile of the very best music for a Sunday afternoon. I'm Chris Hawkins with you this Sunday from 1.
The number one favourite man of every lady out there listening.
From the BBC.
The Hawk.
Six Music. Six Music.
We're listening to Roundtable with me, Andrew Collins, and my guests, Holly Golightly, Richard Herring and Mark Sutherland. We're reviewing the new single by Star Sailor called Silence and Easy is Easy, produced by Phil Spector. Here's a little reminder.
From the BBC.
This is Six Music.
Star Sailor. It's one of the two tracks produced by Phil Spector on their album. It's out on the 1st of September. Silence is Easy. The album comes out on the 15th of September. And they're, of course, formed in Wigan, which led some people to call them the kind of pocket Verve, or perhaps the junior Verve. John Leckie was also working on the album as well. There's been a bit of trouble with Phil Spector, as I'm sure you probably know, which makes it even more interesting than it is already. My guests, as I've mentioned, are Richard Herring, Holly Golightly, and Mark Sutherland. I think we'll start with Mark Sutherland this time. I'm still quite troubled about this dream I had, where there was a hippo and a penguin, and they were in people's clothes, and they were in the water.
Is that relevant, or are you just trying to throw me
I'm just trying to stop you saying anything libelous about Phil Spector and a gun.
I won't say anything libelous. No. They're saying some libelous things about it in the chat room.
Of course they are, but they can, I think. Can they? No, I don't know. We won't read it out.
Probably not. But they're also saying that Star Sailor are breaking their spirit with rubbishness. which perhaps going a bit far, but I didn't think that was... I mean, I haven't liked Star Sailor in the past. And I don't think that single is quite the one to make me change my mind, even with Phil Spector's involvement. I did go and hear the whole album the other day at some fancy industry playback.
Did you
and,
know?
And this album, Star Sailor album, is a bit more interesting than the last one. There's actually quite a good Star Sailor Go Dance track.
Really?
Sounds hard to believe. It goes indie dance, obviously. But yeah. I quite like that one. And maybe that would have been a better single to get people's attention. But obviously they put out Phil Spector's on there, but... Not the most trademark Spector production, not quite the wall of sound, but a small partition of sound.
Very good. Perhaps. Somebody had to do one of those, and you've done it first, so I hope you thank me for having you first on that one. Holly Golightly, have you followed or heard Star Sailor much before?
Never heard of him before, no. The very beginning bit, because it's the Phil Spector thing, it sounds a little bit like something from a Beach Boys album. It's from Holland or something. There's a track on Holland that starts exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been listening to some Beach Boys.
I'm sure they have. And I don't think it's a wall of sound. I expected it to be bigger than that. And I don't... It does sound like suede.
So, no need for them, really. Richard?
I don't like... What was their other song they did? That other song.
That other song. That's what you'll be thinking of.
Yeah, but they... I don't like the way he sings. He can't possibly talk like that, so why does he sing like that? It's ridiculous. Though I like Mark Bolan, who sings a bit like that, but I don't like... His voice just gets on my nerves, and it's very boring, I think, that
Fair enough.
Particular song.
Hardly any singers talk like the way they sing.
No, but it's a silly way to sing.
You think? Fair enough.
You know, and there's good silly ways to sing, but that's just showing off.
I'm pleased we got through that without talking about Phil Spector too much in that kind of area. So let's give it a mark out of 10 then. Richard?
Of 2.
2?
See, I left some room.
Low down. Holly, where are you going with this one?
2.
Another 2.
I didn't think it was quite that bad. I'll give it 4.
Yeah, but you heard the old album, an industry shindig. So join the chat room.
Free beer and snacks.
No, if you're listening live, go into the chat room, bbc.co.uk/sixmusic, and share your views. You might like to talk about this next song. It's by Coop. Into the repeat. I hope it's sunny on Saturday morning. Kind of, the sun's come out while that played on Friday, so let's hear it for Coop. Summer Sun, that's called. It's out on Monday, very soon. And they are Magnus Zingmark, which is a great name, and Oscar Simonsson. They're from Sweden, which is where so many good people are from these days. It's their second album, it will be from Waltz for Coop. No, sorry, I'm wrong. I'm absolutely wrong. Their second album came out and 3 years ago, and it's Waltz for Coop. I'm getting confused by my notes here, but either way, it's kind of jazz. That's all you need to know about it, and it's from Scandinavia. My guests are Mark Sutherland, Holly Golightly, and Richard Herring. We'll start with Holly Golightly this time.
I really like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. It made it feel like summer in here.
Mm.
And, I like the fact it was instruments. That was nice. And I can't tell from the cover which one's the girl.
I think those are both two blokes. Girls. They're just wearing dresses.
They're
I think they are, yeah.
And there's a suggestion of a bosom on the one on the left, but she's confused.
Like, she sounds very pretty.
But it's different girls singing on
But I don't think it's him singing. That is a girl singing,
isn't
it?
Girl singing, yeah. That's girl
voice. I know, even I know that about music.
You're not a musicologist.
I really like that. I wouldn't go so far as to go and buy it, but I'd like that. That was easy on the ear.
No, that's good news. That's good, because there's been some slightly negative comments coming from your way, and I'm glad that we've cheered you up with Coop. Let's go to Mark Sutherland now. Jazz, one of your things? I bet not.
Oh, yeah, very into jazz.
Well,
actually, Frank was chortling mightily at the mere prospect of me hearing this record for some reason, but I actually quite liked it.
I saw you clicking your fingers.
I actually quite liked it. My missus, who's probably listening at home, really likes easy listening, so I hear a lot of this kind of stuff at home. And it reminded me a bit, actually, of some of the stuff that was on the first Cardigans album.
Yes.
They were also Swedish, and I'm very big Cardigans fan, so... it's not exactly... Sometimes it's nice not to have a record on the cutting edge of new metal or whatever and just have something like that. I wouldn't listen to it too often, but I don't mind it listening to it on round table.
And does she mind being called your missus?
No, she won't mind that.
No, it's okay, I'm just checking. You know, there are some women don't mind being called the missus. Richard Herring.
Yeah, it's very pleasant, wasn't it?
Yes.
There we go. No, it's nice, I enjoyed it. but so, I haven't got much to say about it.
No?
But,
anything to say about jazz in general?
It can be all right. It's very unpredictable, isn't it? Because you never know what they're going to do next.
Well, they never know, do they?
It's like improvised comedy, the finest comedy that there is. I'm sure you'll all agree, I hope. But it's not something I would ever buy. But if it came on the radio, I might do what I did there, was just slightly go, ooh, and sort of jig around a little bit to it.
That's
and
good.
If I was in a swivel chair, like I am, around your round table, that we're around now. I think it's arrogant of you to call it round table. You think you're like King Arthur or something.
I do think that, yeah.
No, you're not.
I have a king complex.
You'll never be as good as King Arthur.
I think I'm a king.
Well,
it's too late, I already think it. Shaving the table's irrelevant now.
You Does are that my mean one of us is Lancelot?
You are my subjects. And none of you are my wizard. Frank's my wizard. Let's give it a mark out of 10. The chat room people will start doing that too. For the whole of jazz then. Richard.
I'm going to go 7. No,
7.
That's my favourite so
that's
far.
That's good. Holly?
Yeah, I'd say 7.
Average is going up. Mark?
I'll give it 7 as well.
Excellent.
It's official.
That's
7.
3 sevens, which makes... what does it make? 3 sevens? 7, 4, 21. Pontoon. We'll be having a track from The Coral now and their album. Their album is coming out soon. This is called Careless Hands.
Don't put your heart in careless hands. Those careless hands, they don't understand. Sugar and spice and all things nice.
Coral, Careless Hands it's called. It's from their album, Magic and Medicine. Another album, the second one. The last one came out last year. Pass It On is the single that came out from it already that you may be familiar with. That's more upbeat. That's a gentle song there. There's a bit of both on there, I think it's fair to say. But their debut that came out last year went number 5 in the charts. And they're in the Guardian the other day talking about how their record company are working them too hard. So, do we feel sorry for them? Mark Sutherland.
Yeah, it must be a really hard life being in The Coral, mustn't it? Oh, really hard doing what? They don't even do any gigs, do they? Just do one big gig in a tent with all their mates.
They did do that,
proper tour.
Or maybe they stayed up really late.
The Coral, you don't know you're born. What are you whinging about?
They'll probably regret doing that Guardian interview. It's one of those things everybody will come back to that and go, oh, remember that Guardian interview? And they'll go, oh, la, why did we do that?
In just that voice.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, but, well... funnily enough, The Coral were on Roundtable last time I was on, the Pass It On, the single, and we were sat around saying, well, it's quite good, but it's a bit lightweight. I wonder if the whole album's like that, or if there's some more of the weird stuff, which was on the first album. And I haven't heard the whole album this time, because they didn't invite me to a fancy industry shindig, so I haven't heard it all. But judging by that song, maybe it's a bit of a lightweight album. It's perfectly pleasant, and it again suits the sort of summery weather, but I prefer the Coral when they have a bit more depth, and when you're not quite sure where they're going to go, and they do some mad sea shanty, or, you know, cross with the Specials or something. That's when I like the Coral. And that, while perfectly pleasant in its own right, I didn't think it was that interesting. It's almost sort of like that generic Liverpudlian sound.
Mm. Yeah, it sounded like Ian McCulloch, didn't he? I mean, he often does.
Yeah, it didn't sound like they were working too hard on that song.
No.
The record company didn't work them hard enough.
Maybe they've been working so hard for the record company, digging holes or something, they were just tired when they made the record, and they thought they'd make a gentle record. Have you followed the Coral's progresses at all, Holly?
I'm sure I've heard an awful lot of stuff like it, but not recently. Mm. It's not recent stuff. I quite like it. I don't... It's not offensive in any way to me. I quite like his voice. He doesn't sound like he's from Liverpool to me.
No.
At all. And they sound a little bit like Buffalo Springfield. I've got some footage of them sounding a bit like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice and sort of... It's swirly. I quite like it.
I think they'd be happy with that word.
Yeah.
And they've been more psychedelic. The other album had more
psychedelic.
Yeah,
I haven't heard any of the other stuff. So
yeah, it was a bit weird. Only a former music journalist would say it was a sea shanty crossed with the Specials, but that's actually what it was. There was sea shanty on the first album, so that's not a sea shanty. Richard?
Well, they're between 19 and 22, these boys.
They so are they,
you know, when I was between 19 and 22, I sat in a bedroom eating crisps whilst pretending to work. So they've written two albums.
Yeah.
So they've worked quite hard, I'd say.
That's too hard, they say.
Very young lads. So give them a break. Just because they didn't invite you to a big party and give you some of the crisps that are rightfully theirs, you're going to give them a bad score.
The record company gives them free crisps. That's going to come out of their own pocket.
Let's give it a mark out of 10. For the whole album, based on that one song, please, Richard.
I'm going to give it 6.
Okay, Holly?
5.
And Mr. Sutherland?
I'll give it 6 as well. I think there must be better stuff than that on there.
Yeah, there's lower marks than that in the chat room. Well, hopefully some higher ones for the Tribe Called Quest, who are coming up in a moment. 6 music.
6. I think Howard Marks described us once as a travelling jukebox, which is probably one of the best descriptions of what we are, I suppose. They are those anthemic kind of things you hear on a jukebox.
Get the celebrity night in early.
Yeah, Howard Marks, he's all right. Is he a celebrity?
Kelly, from the Stereophonics, with Steve Lamack.
He's more well-known than I am. Roger Daltrey knows your entire back catalogue.
Yeah, it's a shock to me. They're the reason why we all started in the band, isn't it? Mm. You know, the Who and the Jam and all those types of people. It's a lot nicer than reading a good review. This is from somebody that's done something.
Kelly from the Stereophonics with Steve Lamack. This Saturday afternoon from 1. 6. Mr. Incognito, Incognito, 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 Mr. Incognito is back again. Now all I want is peace and peace and a physical friend. Jotting down my list of positives in life. I want a rod, crib, mutt, wife. The look on my grill is filled with conviction. Gonna get what I need, delete restriction. Babylon, the boulevard to brotherhood buddies. Poking in my pocket, it's an E for the monies. J-ing on the jokes that jet in the jettas. While I'm at the boob tube watching Beretta. Squig up on a 40, cause I'm feeling thirsty. Mama says she taught me, better so she cursed me. Throwing on my hoodie, low profiling. What's up with the tipster? Brother man be wildin'. But I be on mission that's beyond our level. Questing out the devil and his pals that are several. Quest with the quest is a quest on a solo. Booming in a Benzo, Beamer or a Bronco. Boom, cackle, boom, 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 cackle, boom. If my sight isn't seen, silly saps will assume that we fallen off the earth with the Nina and the Pinsa. The 5-foot assassin with the shade of Magenta. Magenta is the shade for the mystic parade. Physical, trinity born, lyrically, I am sprayed. Living off Linden, 192nd, chilling at the rest. Other brothers wrecking, easy like a morning. Commodore Sunday, waited for Tuesday, for a manic Monday. When I woke Wednesday, persons was pounding. Don't know the whereabouts, can't be founding. Feeling for the one they call the fight for.
Tribe Called Quest, The album is out on Monday. That track's called Mr. Incognito, previously unreleased. The idea of this compilation, apart from having a DVD attached to it, for modern people, it's commercially unavailable tracks, or previously unavailable, and remixes. So it's not strictly a greatest hits. You'll know some of the songs, of course. Benita Applebaum, probably, and Can I Kick It, used once or twice to go with football on television. So we haven't got a great deal of time to talk about this in great detail, but did that give you a good feeling? Holly Golightly.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Don't mind that at all.
You can say more.
Don't know anything about them. Never heard of them, but that didn't bother me at all.
Well, they kind of set this new tone for hip-hop by doing kind of lazy, not too many swear words, kind of summery, laid-back hip-hop.
Yeah.
It sort of preceded gangster rap going all scary.
It doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like they're particularly good at rapping, but I don't know. You know, it sounds like they sort of could do Sesame Street quite well.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
I think that's all right.
It's family friendly.
They've got their own record. Music. They must be quite good at rapping. Someone's made them. They've brought the greatest hits out.
They're kind of slow and laid back. That's what they're like.
I like it. If you want to be incognito, though, don't call yourself Mr. Incognito. It's a giveaway. It's too, you know, immediately draws attention
that's
to
true.
You.
If you were born with that name, you'd have to change it.
It would be bad.
Yeah, to something else. So are we kind of saying yes about that record?
Yes.
Yes, that's good. And Mark?
I thought it was okay. I mean, they're no De La Soul, though, are they? A Tribe Called Quest.
They're in the same kind of bag.
Though, I used to quite like that bit on the records where they go, A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes, that was a sample.
That was exciting. Yeah, wasn't it?
That was a sample of Pete Tong, I think.
Was it
or
really?
Someone like that, yeah. It was a British DJ.
And the Pop Guns did a great version of Can I Kick It?
Oh, I trust you to make
so
it indie,
so
Mark.
Indie,
God, you're so indie.
But it was good, but it's all right. The most intriguing thing for me is that their press release claims that there's been no more influential or important a group in hip-hop than the Tribe Called Quest.
Wow, that's serious, isn't it?
That's just nonsense.
Well, you know, people who write press releases say
that.
They say that. That's what they say.
They make stuff up. PR is often not true.
You're never going to get away with that. No one's going to read that and think, oh, really? All right. I'll write that in my article for the end.
You know, there's been no more influential or important a group than A Tribe Called Quest.
That's true.
Quote now.
That's true.
Radio 6.
Right. 6 Music, I'll have you know. Music. Let's give it a mark out of 10 then, please, Mark.
Well, for the album as a whole, because there are some good songs on it, I will give it 6.
Okay, Holly?
I'll give it 4.
Okay.
7.
Richard. 7. Brilliant. Right, now let's play some tracks from Jane's Addiction. They haven't been around for a long time. You more, but we have to get some talk in. That's what Roundtable's about. That's Jane's Addiction. That is from the album Strays. It's called True Nature. It's out on Monday. First studio album for 13 years. 13 years! Just Because, of course, is the first single that's been played a lot on 6 Music, which I happen to like very much. That was produced by Bob Ezrin, who produced Pink Floyd's The Wall and Lou Reed's Berlin. So he's got a heritage. They're on Lollapalooza bill again this summer. Do we like Jane's Addiction? Are we glad they're back? Richard Herring, have you been desperately hoping they'd come back?
I didn't notice them the first time round. I'm sorry. But, you know, 13 years, I would say their record company isn't working them hard enough. They take a leaf out of the Corals record company.
He was a bit ill for a while there, old Perry Farrell, but he's looking well on the sleeve. It looks actually like an advert for Gap or something like that on the front, all this black and white photograph, and I don't know.
They do look good if they, you know.
Do Gap do waistcoats?
They must be at least 30.
They look a lot younger than they should, don't they?
Yeah, that's true, actually, for the life that they've led.
Absolutely.
They should be lying down rather than standing up. does it excite you, that big heavy metal sound?
Not quite as much as I hoped from when I read about it. I thought it was going to be a bit better than that.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
I didn't really like it very much.
Holly, did you feel like rocking when you heard that?
No, not really. They look really young. I wish you hadn't shown me the CD because they sounded a lot older
than they look.
Are they old? They're just old, doing good.
Yeah.
I had a bit of slide guitar on it. Don't mind that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Lou Reed's Berlin sounds like, but I didn't like The Wall very much.
The Berlin Wall or the Pink Floyd?
Either. Yeah. I don't know anything about the producer. I don't know if that's what it's supposed to, if that's his trademark sound or...
Well,
no idea.
I mean, you know, you've got to make them sound loud, and he's done that.
He's done that, hasn't he? It's working.
It's not recorded in Toe Rag Studios, that, is it? You can kind of tell. No. And they've got very good personal trainers, is my guess, because they're not young men. They, I would imagine, all must be in their 40s.
They're really in good
shape. Think, Mark?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. I don't think Perry Farrell was particularly young the first time round.
He's about 70.
Which one's he?
He's the one with the hat.
Okay.
Yeah, he's wearing a hat to disguise his age.
That's the black cat.
It's about time. When bands start wearing hats, that's when they go wrong. Trust me.
When they start putting blankets over
their
heads.
This one looks about 12 years old. It's like he's just managed to grow a beard.
There is one non-original member, I think, so he might be the new young buck.
Okay, fair
enough. It's like a kind of James Robin Hood villain.
Are you glad they're back, Mark?
No, but funny enough, that I've talked about Jane's Addiction on the Roundtable before as well, and slagged them off, and everyone in the chat room went loopy. But I actually liked that song, but the reason I liked it was mainly because it didn't sound like Jane's Addiction. It sounded like Rage Against the Machine.
It did sound a bit like that.
I really like Rage Against the Machine. Mm. In fact, I'll tell you an embarrassing story. I was driving down Clapham High Street the other day, Bomb Track by Rage Against the Machine. I was playing it really, really loudly, but I turned it down when a 12-year-old on a BMX said, "Yo, dude," to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I thought, I can't be doing with that.
He might have been talking to someone else in the next car.
No, he definitely said it to me.
He gave me a funny
hand gesture as well.
You never know what the kids are doing with hand gestures. It might have been a new
sounding like Rage Against the Machine, because Rage Against the Machine aren't here to sound like Rage Against the Machine. So that's a good
Somebody
thing.
Has to.
Yeah, cheers, yeah. James.
That's brilliant. Well, dude, give us a mark out of 10 then for it.
For that song, yeah. I'll give 7, but I wouldn't give the album as much.
Okay, hope you gave him a clip around the ear, this young fellow.
No,
maybe it was a member of Jane's Addiction. If it was the young one out of Jane's Addiction. Holly, what would you give that?
I'll give it 4. They look quite nice.
That's good enough. Well, they've put a lot of effort into how they look. And Richard?
I'll give them 4 as well. They should get more albums out.
That's true.
It's not good enough.
18-year-old girls love you, Richard.
I know.
Did you know that?
I'm so high.
Why did you move out of South London, you traitor? Right, now, let's play one more track for you. I'll have to send you on your way. Thank you very much. It was lovely to have you here. Mark Sutherland, Richard Herring and Holly Golightly. Holly is appearing on Tom Robinson's show next week on Tuesday, I do believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, good. Okay, so you can hear more from Holly then. This is Jane's Addiction, also from Strays. This is called Everybody's Friend. I've been your friend. I'm Andrew Collins. See you next week.